This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program. Phones open here if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way here, we're going to get in a little bit deeper into climate change and authoritarianism. Bonnie's got a story. Since we were already talking about people who are quite irrational when it comes to quote-unquote climate change. Of course, they believe the government is somehow going to be able to solve if there is a problem, and I'm not convinced that there is one, but the government can solve it. We can get into that because some people want to use straight-up authoritarian tactics, which is, you know, what tends to happen when people believe in the state. So that's on the way here, and we're going to go into your phone calls and thoughts. First, though, we've got Sarah. She's on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
I just want to, can you hear me pretty well?
We got you loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, I have to get off speakers. So I wanted to bring up the Kazakhstan, how do you pronounce that, Kazakhstan?
I think it's Kazakhstan.
Yeah, Kazakhstan, right. So it's been in the news.
Yes.
Is it a country or is it a city?
It is a large country south of Russia and sort of northwest of China.
Oh, Kazakhstan. So it is not Russia. It is a separate country, right?
Correct. Yes. However, Russian troops have been rolling in by the thousands.
3,000
troops over the last few days to suppress an uprising of the people.
It might get confusing that it's not Russia, considering the fact that the Russians believe that they have some kind of right to roll tanks in and tell people that
well, they were probably invited.
Yeah, I was going to say that's
that invited by the government. That's being
that's
obviously
the authoritarian dictatorship invited them to help suppress the revolt.
But you know, the thing about it is that it was their president, the government that's in control.
Well, they're barely in control at this point. Now, they're claiming that they've got control again, according to the mainstream media. But somebody made an interesting point that if you were to search YouTube for Kazakhstan, you get all the mainstream media stuff. But if you search Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-E-E, you get actual on-the-ground videos from the protesters. If you want to actually see what's going on, you got to get over to Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-E-E.com. But anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, Sarah.
So my whole point is that most of the Middle Eastern countries along Russia, they do have Russian influence. They're so close by. They do have communist socialist ideology and set up of economic government. That is the reason why they want them to come in and help them out, settle the country.
The people don't want them Russia to come in and help them with anything. The people didn't even vote for the president who was most recently in control. President before that, that they also didn't like, picked him. And now they're saying, we're tired of this, we don't want to be ruled by you people, and they're throwing the government off, the government's having to resign.
Has that been confirmed that that it was actually put into power as opposed to elected somehow through kind of malicious means?
Well, yeah, there wasn't an election, it's just not how their government works.
I thought there was I don't know about that country specifically very well, but I thought they had the at least appearance of democracy with elections. And that's not the case.
They may. According to the Wikipedia story, it is officially a democratic, secular, constitutional, unitary republic.
Then how was this president picked by the other president? That's what I keep seeing in news stories.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's like, you know, I mean...
When you say it that way, if he was voted in.
It may be correct in some respect that he was sort of picked, but...
It may be one of those things where you can't vote for anyone else.
Yeah,
you
know? Or it could just be that... And here's the other thing. You can have... And we have this in the United States, too, right? There are prior presidents who will endorse, right? And when you say pick, it could also just mean the prior president endorsed him, and, you know, and then he was elected, so... That's why I'm just like...
I just feel like nobody would...
Is, it's not that they really like the Russian way of life, but what is it? It's an alignment. So if the Arabic countries are against the United States and Britain, so they have to align, they have to be alliance with the Russians. You know what I mean? Whether they take on all of the communist policies or the way they run the country the way they want them to, that's what happened to Cuba. It's not like they wanted to do everything the Russian way. They wanted to survive their culture, but they had to align and put their missiles there. And I was told that they didn't turn them into another Russian satellite. It was their own country. But they just aligned.
So do you support what the Russian government has been doing, pushing, you know, putting pressure and violence towards its supposed allies?
Well, you know what? I think those are the four. I mean, I know people got killed, but here's the thing. My belief is that the majority of the people, they want socialism, communism. But it's just a few handful of people.
They obviously didn't like the price controls. They didn't like the price controls on the gas prices, so I don't see why you would assume that they like...
Yeah, if people wanted communism, they would have communism, Sarah. I mean, the former Russian states have rejected communism.
Here's a paragraph about how the president that they're just now overturning, you know, with their uprising, got elected.
Kasym Tokayev?
Yes, it says, in 2019, Tokayev assumed office as the acting president of Kazakhstan after Nursultan Nazarbayev's resignation. So he resigned, and the other one just took office. Tokayev, the one that is president now, a member of the ruling Nur Otan party, ran in the following snap elections held on June 9th with the support of Nazarbayev as the nominee of the party, winning with 71% of the vote, which was received with criticism by international organizations and the opposition facing public scrutiny. It doesn't really say what the criticism is. Like, maybe they were claiming
corruption,
that was false.
Probably. Yeah. Who knows? But, I mean, that's a large percentage. The next closest vote-getter was 16.23%. But, Sarah, you believe so many people like communism, but yet the evidence, you know, suggests here that communism is almost not quite eradicated from the planet, but it is by no means, you know, in 50% of the nations or anything like that. Not a true communist system.
Has it ever been a true communist system?
You know what I mean? The Russians, they said that we want to be part of NATO, like, last year. This year, they want the NATO to get out of Ukraine, because now they have turned communist. They were communist all along. They just acted like we're capitalists now, just to act like your friend and really get all the spies here and they get to really know this country, and so they know how to fight back.
I just misunderstood what you're saying. You're saying Ukraine has been secretly communist or Russia is secretly communist?
Russia was secretly communist and claimed that they were no longer the Soviet Union. They want their capital, all that. Just to throw people off.
Is a communist conspiracy theory. You're saying that after
just
the fall,
throw people off.
You're saying that after the fall of the Soviet Union, that the Russian government has just been pretending that they're embracing, you know, more market reforms in order to what? Sneak communism back in at some point?
Because
it's
throw people off, she said.
The whole thing is to act like befriend the Americas, pretend like they're friends, and then they have people that are going to school here, and then they're doing business here. They really get to know your enemy very well, and then when the enemy's weak, like this country has been getting really weak, it's going to default, go bankrupt, all of this problem. Now they could come out and be who really they are.
Well, there are. You know, you do make an interesting point. And, Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. There are, you know, people who've been saying for decades that the communists have been infiltrating the United States and that they've been rising to, you know, important positions in various different government agencies and that they're, you know, implementing communism slowly. And I think that there's some truth to that. Whether or not...
Oh, yeah.
They don't have to be from Russia. There's plenty of Americans, American politicians that would love to be communist dictators.
It started in the 30s.
Yes. Yeah. And if you look at the Communist Manifesto and the planks of communism, the U.S. government has implemented the supermajority of them.
Yeah.
Like 7 out of 10 or whatever. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can join us. This is Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
us. You can dial in at 603-283-6160. And Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty. Then freedomsphoenix.com has them. They've also got the Daily Dispatch, which is a great way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Get over to freedomswithanSphoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. And since Sarah had called in about the Kazakhstan situation, I do want to give a quick update on that before we go back to the climate change and the attacks on Bitcoin or whatever else you want to talk about. Of course, phones are open here if you want to join us. But according to the Wall Street Journal, the Kazakhstan president, now again, a lot of the government resigned this week in Kazakhstan because, well, their buildings were being set ablaze.
Their cops were being beheaded.
Yes, by protesters with more than a dozen cops killed, three of them beheaded, apparently, according to mainstream media reports about this. Kazakh President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev said that he'd given the order to police and army to shoot without warning as the country's security forces scoured the streets of Almaty and other cities for protesters after days of unrest triggered by a fuel price increase. So again, thousands of people, probably hundreds of thousands of people in Kazakhstan took to the streets, set government buildings ablaze, all because the fuel costs doubled.
And I suspect that these are subsidized, and they're not subsidized now, and that's what's going
on.
Could be. Yeah.
I don't know what the politics is behind it, but obviously these people, I mean, it wasn't just fuel, right? Like, that's just the straw that broke the camel's back. That's the final thing that set people off. But he claims that his government has largely restored order and told a meeting of his security goons on Friday that what he called a counterterrorism operation would continue, quote, until the full liquidation of the militants, whom he said were still using weapons.
So he's basically wants to commit genocide, it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like.
Quote, wow.
Law enforcement agencies and the army were given an order by me to shoot at terrorists to kill without warning. So he's just basically calling anyone who's a protester now
a terrorist. Against
him.
The government making their lives awful.
The authoritarian leaders of the Central Asia former Soviet republics have used the term terrorist to describe dissidents or protesters. And, of course, as we know, they've turned off the internet there, as we reported. Now, I don't know what the current status is, but obviously some videos are still getting out, as was mentioned, Odyssey.com. You can go to our channel there over at video.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to Odyssey because it's spelled funny. So just go to video.freetalklive.com and then search for Kazakhstan. And you'll find some actual, like, what's really going on kind of videos. The protests, again, were triggered by fuel price increases that took effect at the beginning of the year and turned to a broader wave of frustration over the country's economy and closely controlled political system. Kazakh authorities say armed groups have attempted to seize government buildings. Dozens of people have been killed, including law enforcement officers. And the most significant disorder appears to have been taking place in Almaty, which is the largest city. By the way, we're just checking some of the demographics and details about Kazakhstan. Humongous country with like a million plus square miles. It's not quite as large as the continental United States, but it's a good chunk of it. And there's only 20 million or 19 million people that live there. So not a whole lot of people. It does appear to be like a mostly kind of desert-looking place from the satellite photos. Reporters heard gunfire Friday, and stores unfortunately had been looted. Troops from Russia and other countries in a regional security alliance began arriving to help guard strategic buildings. That means government buildings. Because they're not actually, like, protecting the people.
No, of course not.
They're not guarding neighborhoods.
That's not what government's about, Ian.
Yeah, they're not guarding businesses from looters or anything like that. The troops, they say, won't be directly involved in putting down protests, according to a presidential advisor. Well, of course, if the protesters show up at those buildings, you better believe they're going to put them down. So, anyway, it goes on to get into some more details about how many troops are moving around and so forth. But if you have been paying close attention to the Kazakh situation and you want to weigh in here with what you think about it, and maybe you know more about the corruption of the elections, because obviously we know barely anything here. I mean, having hardly never heard jack diddly from, media reports about Kazakhstan until just this week.
Yeah, where is Kazakhstan?
It's to the northwest of China, to the southwest of Russia. So you probably know where Mongolia is. It's west of Mongolia. So it's the other country that's between China and Russia, basically. So, again, if you want to weigh in, the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. One person interviewed said, a resident of Almaty said that residents ventured outside only in large groups for fear of being caught up in the violence among the protesters or the security services. He says, quote, no one dares to walk outside alone. Everyone walks in groups, even cars that drive through the city. Everyone travels in large groups, even to go and buy groceries. It's a pretty crazy situation there.
Surprised people haven't stocked up.
Well, I mean, what can you really do? I mean, most people don't plan for a revolution, right?
I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So, again, you can join us here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way here, Bonnie's got a story to discuss about people wanting to use authoritarianism, surprise, surprise, to so-called fight climate change. And another quickie here about, you brought up MoneyGram and Western Union when we were talking about people being unbanked a little while ago. And I've had a story, actually, for a couple of months about MoneyGram, interestingly. According to Coindesk.com, they are now actually working with a cryptocurrency. They're working with the Stellar blockchain.
Interesting.
In order to create money transfers instantly using the USDC stablecoin over the Stellar blockchain.
You know what? I wonder if this is because it's cheaper than using the traditional banking system.
Whatever it is they're currently using. Yeah,
it's more efficient. It makes sense.
How will they get a fee? How will Western Union get a fee in that
situation?
Oh, they'll
still charge you.
Yeah, they'll charge you, the end user, but they're really just transferring cryptocurrency on your behalf, probably.
Yeah, so why would people choose to do that instead of just using...
Because they don't know better.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, people, I mean, people have been... I mean,
they're trained to use these services.
This is what people know, you know. And then, of course, you've also got people who have been, you know, manipulated, you know, as we were talking about earlier. You know, the left is, you know, they don't want to use cryptocurrency because it hurts the environment, but then they'll go and use MoneyGram was it MoneyGram? Was it?
This is MoneyGram in this case.
MoneyGram, to send crypto, but not even know it indirectly.
Well, I mean, as far as the value, I guess, of this, Bonnie, is that it does allow the end user to pick up cash. And so while cryptocurrency makes it easy to transfer value from one person to another, it doesn't make it easy to walk out of a door with a handful of cash. And that is the benefit, ultimately, of using these remittance services. Because if you have someone send you crypto and you want to go and spend that, then you have to do a few things, right? Like, you have to get a crypto-fueled debit card, for instance, and that's going to take a couple weeks, right? Mm. Like, you've got to apply for it, and then it's going to come in. Or you've got to live in Keene, New Hampshire, where you can actually go and spend cryptocurrency.
I mean, there's places online in a lot of places to buy stuff, too. I mean, I do it all the time.
Sure.
So it's not...
But you're not going to be able to go and buy your groceries with cryptocurrency.
Probably in most places not.
You can
not.
Buy groceries on Amazon, which you can get use cryptocurrency to shop on Amazon with purse.io.
You mean saveatpurse.com. There's more coming up, and you can share your thoughts with us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have so many more tools we're developing.
and continuing to develop. That can contain COVID and other strains of COVID.
President Biden's comments when he was asked on Friday if he thinks COVID is here to stay, Biden adding that he thinks COVID may stick around globally, but not to the extent it is now. The president spending time in Colorado surveying wildfire damage in Boulder County. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh is talking up the December jobs figure that fell short of expectations.
It's a solid number as we continue to move forward and recover here in our recovery.
Walsh adding there's a lot more work to do as the economy added 199,000 jobs in December. Economists were expecting around 400,000 jobs to be added. The unemployment rate did tick down to 3.9%. This is USA Radio News. Schools still out in Chicago.
Chicago Public Schools canceled classes once again after the district and teachers union failed to agree on whether to allow remote learning during a spike in COVID-19 cases. The Chicago Teachers Union voted to refuse to return to in-person classes after the winter break, taking issue with the COVID-19 guidelines and safety measures. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot called the CTU vote against in-person learning an unlawful unilateral strike. She said, "We are standing firm and we are going to fight to get our kids back to in-person learning." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Washington State is dealing with widespread flooding after an atmospheric river of rain slammed the Pacific Northwest. Downtown Issaquah, just east of Seattle, is mostly closed after Issaquah Creek sent water cascading over the roads. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live. Phones open if you want to join us here. And the number is 603-283-6160. You can bring us anything you want. Coming up more on climate change authoritarianism, 603-283-6160. Thank you to Corey, who is a Free Talk Live member of the AMPS program, the new AMPS Patreon. It means he's contributing at least $25 a month to the program over there at amps.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right over to our Patreon, and you can sign up there with your PayPal or your credit or debit card and get some cool perks, get some bennies for doing that. You can learn more over at amps.freetalklive.com. Once again, thanks to Corey for joining us over there. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We're talking about how even some old dog, you know, old banking system companies can sometimes make the right choice. And I was surprised to see the news that MoneyGram, one of the two mega banking kind of corporations, even though they're not technically a bank.
I was going to say, they're not quite a bank, so it's they have a different set of rules they play by than
they're still
the
playing
banks.
In that particular,
it's still regulated.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. But,
highly regulated.
Yeah.
And they make a lot of money, too. I mean, I don't know what amount of money they're transferring over the, you know, over a one-year time frame, but it's got to be in the, you know, multi-billions, right? Like, there's a lot of money that remittance companies move around the world.
That was for sure.
And the two biggies, at least in the United States, are MoneyGram and Western Union. I'm pretty sure Western Union is number one, probably just because they've been around longer.
The only one I know by name. I can't think of another one.
Western Union, MoneyGram?
Yeah, those are the two.
There's a few others.
There's definitely others. TransferWise is another one.
Rhea is another one. They do the Walmart to Walmart.
Yeah, there's definitely at least, like, if you start talking about like money transfer services that are licensed, there's actually like a lot. There's a lot of them that you've never heard of. But some of that is also because of it's because like there's entities that are doing it on behalf of other entities, and they also have to be licensed. So
like Walmart using Bears.
No, I'm thinking more like a mom and pop shop where you might be able to go in and do some sort of money transfer thing. They, I think, have to be licensed as well. So it's not just, I don't know enough about it, but I just know there's like hundreds of them in like probably just New Hampshire alone. So that are registered. So.
Yeah, it's not easy to pull up a quick stats on what kind of money they might be moving here, but according to the Wikipedia article about them, their revenue was $900 million in 2019. Now, would revenue include the amounts they're transferring, right? That
no.
would just be the fees that they've earned.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
So think about it. Think about that, right?
Yeah. Like, you could probably figure out like the amounts that they're, bringing in cash wise based off of the percentage that they charge on the money.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a percentage.
Transfer.
I think it changes based on which country. And
oh,
like,
you might be right. It might be harder than I'm thinking.
Yeah, there's different factors, but should give you some idea, right? Like if their revenue is almost $1 billion,
yeah,
then the amount of money they're moving, it's got to be at least 100 times that, right? Like it's huge. I mean, there's a tremendous amount.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine it's more than like I'm trying to think like what they usually charge, but it depends.
It depends on the amount.
But it's still like it's still a lot on a lot of it's a big percentage on a lot of these small transactions.
Yeah, it's billions of dollars.
Yeah,
So now they're teaming up with the Stellar blockchain, which is, in my opinion, one of the more interesting cryptocurrencies out there. The Stellar started from Ripple. One of the founders of Ripple wanted to kind of walk away from Ripple and do his own thing. And Stellar was founded. Ripple was founded to like help the banks. That's basically all that Ripple exists for. They want to pitch their product to banks. They want to make the banking more efficient or whatever. And now they're loaded up with a lawsuit from the SEC.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was funny because they were always so on board with, we have to go and cooperate with government.
Yep.
They were
look what it got them.
Yeah. It was like they were so pro government, and it's like
pro mafia.
And look at what it did for you. Absolutely nothing. They're still going after you.
Yep. And so the difference was that Stellar is basically a copy of Ripple, as I understand it. I'm not not an engineer. Haven't checked. I'm sure they've changed it since then. But it was something that was supposed to be more open source. It was supposed to be something that anyone could join on and use to create a token, for instance. And so MoneyGram is one of those companies, right? Like there's been a bunch of companies that have jumped in there, and they're using the Stellar blockchain to transfer funds from one place to another, according to the story. Danelle Dixon, who's the CEO and the executive director of the Stellar Development Foundation, said in an interview, quote, "Working with MoneyGram allows end consumers to have on and off ramps everywhere that MoneyGram's vast agent network supports this. So this is just transformational in terms of being able to exchange crypto for fiat and fiat for crypto."
Is it already running or is it being proposed?
It is starting as a pilot apparently in the fourth quarter of 2021. So supposedly there's some locations maybe or early access to this. Early 2022, we'll see a gradual rollout of the ledger-based stablecoin bridge between crypto and local currencies with a view toward connecting MoneyGram's 150 million or so consumers. So if that is indeed what is going to happen here, that if you can actually send crypto into this system and then use MoneyGram as a cash pickup, that would actually be a pretty useful feature.
Would you be able to send it to yourself and just kind of turn your crypto into cash?
You're going to pay a fee for it, though.
But you're always going to pay a fee.
Yeah. The question is the fee higher than what you would pay otherwise?
Well, that's the thing. If you go go look at Coin ATM Radar, for instance, it's a website that lists the different crypto, mostly vending machines, but some of them actually will vend cash out. So most of these things, you put cash
right.
in and you get crypto out, but some of them are what they call two-way machines, and some of these machines, you're paying 10%. Yeah, if not more.
It's interesting because most people seem to buy crypto, but they don't seem to cash out of crypto. So it's very, I don't know, it's very interesting.
Well, those are probably the people you know. There are a lot of people who are cashing out of crypto.
I'm thinking of, like,
time.
Business owners that are accepting crypto.
I agree with you. Around here, yeah. Most of the business owners are holding on to the crypto because they see it as something that could grow in value. But we know at least one business owner that is fairly often cashing out crypto. There's one guy
that's
in particular.
True. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean...
There's others who we know who've also spent it after right. It went up a bit, like
usually,
on vacations and things like that.
Yeah, usually those people, they'll call a friend or they know somebody who will buy the crypto from them and give them cash. And that's obviously the easiest and the most private way to cash out of crypto. But for a lot of people that maybe they're unbanked, they don't have the ability to just sign up for Coinbase or Uphold.com or one of these other websites that'll connect to your bank account and let you cash out that way, to actually be able to walk into a physical location, like MoneyGram, for instance. I think I don't know if it's 7-Eleven. I think Walmart uses them, if I recall correctly. But imagine being able to walk into a Walmart or any other MoneyGram location and, you know, punch in a code on a computer and then have it spit cash out if they take 5% off the top.
But if it's supposed to be a wiring thing, would it give you the option to wire it to the same exact machine you're using?
We don't know. I mean, we haven't. I obviously can't test it, but some people can.
Yeah, there's a lot of places that will do your crypto these days, and there's getting more competition to it, I think. Isn't there like the Coinstar machines? Won't they do it too? Aren't they now?
They will only let you buy cryptocurrency at Coinstar.
Okay, I guess we're talking about cashing out. So
yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Cashing out's one of the harder things to do, right? Like, that's actually one of the biggest challenges.
So few people do it, I feel like. So it's,
but those are just the people you know, Chris. There are people everywhere.
I know.
Biggest objection to crypto is, what do I do with it?
Spend it.
But you can't. You live in Keene, New Hampshire.
I don't spend it in Keene, though. Like, I spend it on all sorts of things on the internet, you know?
Now, I get what you're saying. There are things you can buy online with cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
But you can't go down and buy, you know, a gallon of milk. In most places, unless you're living in Keene, where some of the actual convenience stores.
I have bought milk. I have bought milk with crypto. So
where?
In Moneysmart.
Right. Like I said, if you live in Keene, New Hampshire, you live in a place that's like, you live in a very special place.
Yes, I do.
And 99.999% of the rest of the world still needs to use cash to go and buy things.
Plus, they're trying to use cryptocurrency to get rich, so they want to buy something luxury or something they're not going to be able to buy.
Get a Lambo.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to buy a Lambo. They hodl long enough without turning it into fiat.
All right, more coming up here. I still think this is useful. I think that what they're proposing here is a very useful service because cashing out is a challenge for a lot of crypto users. There's more coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. On the way, the lockdowns are back, this time for unvaccinated people in the Northern Territories of Australia. We can talk about that on the way here tonight. We got time for you as well at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Chris.
Bonnie, you wanted to talk tonight about these climate change authoritarians. What are they up to now? They've always got some sort of plot.
This, according to the Foundation for Economic Education, says authoritarianism, in quotation marks, may be necessary to fight climate change, Cambridge study argues. So they're actually using the word authoritarianism. Like, oh, we may need to use that.
Just
to
openly fight embracing it.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are many genuine threats facing humanity. None of them require authoritarianism or infringement of civil liberties.
That's according to Fee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A recent study published in American Political Science Review, a quarterly peer-reviewed academic journal published by Cambridge University, begins with a teasing question. Quote, is authoritarian power ever legitimate? For many, the answer is clearly no, concedes the author's or study's author, Ross Mitiga, an assistant professor of political theory at the Pontifical Catholic University of Chile. But Mitiga, in the abstract to the study, suggests otherwise. Quote, while under normal conditions, maintaining democracy and rights is typically compatible with guaranteeing safety in emergency situations, conflicts between these two aspects of legitimacy can and often do arise. A salient example of this is the COVID-19 pandemic, during which severe limitations on free movement and association have become legitimate techniques of government. Climate change poses an even greater threat to public safety. Consequently, I argue legitimacy may require a similarly authoritarian approach.
Yeah, and this, of course, is something they've been setting up now for the last couple of years with different people in the media and the mainstream, you know, rolling and trotting out the idea that, oh, hey, lockdowns worked so great, even though all the statistics show they didn't do jack diddly.
Yeah, this man just takes for granted that what they did was legitimate.
Yeah, this sounds like he's just justifying dictatorships and authoritarians.
It sounds like what he's really saying, I'm sure they're going to dig in further, what he sounds like he's really saying is, oh, people were obedient enough to be locked down for this reason, this pandemic of a cold, basically. So therefore, since this other reason is way scarier, then they'll totally lock down for this.
Yep.
And we've been saying that for a while now. Mm-hmm. That seems like that's going to be the next play in their playbook. Explicitly argues for authoritarian governance. That's the next headline. The study caught the eye of Alexander Wutzuk, a Twitter user who studies political behavior at the University of Mannheim in Germany. Quote, in my reading, it explicitly argues that we must put climate action over democracy and adopt authoritarian governance if democracies fail to act on climate change, tweeted Wutzuk.
Well, and if you look at, what's her name, Greta Thunberg, she, of course, is pointing out that democracy is failing, right? She's constantly railing against the politicians. The politicians aren't doing enough. They say they're going to do something, and then they don't do it. And so those are going to be reasons that they, once again, point to.
It's funny, is I can kind of agree with her on democracy failing, but at the same time, I don't agree with her on the authoritarian, solution being the better solution.
Well, I don't know what she's saying is the solution, but she is pointing out that politicians don't do what they say they're going to do. And that's what she's right about.
Oh, absolutely.
She's also saying she wants governments to do more.
That would be authoritarianism.
Yep. In an extensive thread, Wutzuk explained why he disagrees with Mitiga. Quote, I am genuinely puzzled about the origins of this anti-democratic intuition that seems to give rise to the entire endeavor of exploring whether we should sacrifice democracy for the sake of a higher good, unquote, what it says at one point. Quote, the article argues that crises not only can legitimize but may require authoritarian governance. This is not true. Democracies have fought the pandemic without giving up being democratic.
Well, I mean, that's not a great thing either, right? Democracy is just two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. So I'm surprised that Fee is taking such a pro-democracy
approach here. Well, this isn't Fee. This is a quote
from a Twitter user that Fee is reporting on. I thought that was Fee.
Nope. In a rare and refreshing display of civility for Twitter, Mitiga said he appreciated Wutzuk's thoughts and thanked him for his goodwill in sharing these comments with me before posting in his own thread. Mitiga sought to address what he said were several mischaracterizations or confusions, even though what the quote we read at the beginning was clearly, authoritarianism is legitimate in the midst of a crisis. So, I don't see how there's any mischaracterization
or
confusion.
Well, there's almost no person who is a power seeker who would disagree with that. I mean, because at the very least, through their actions. If you look at what happened in 2020 with every single United State, I mean, I understand some states were less offensive than others, but every single governor of every single state used authoritarian diktats and issued orders without any kind of legislative approval. So if you believe in the whole idea of checks and balances, which is what they taught us in government school, they taught us about the legislature and the judicial system and the executive branch. They're all checks and balances against each other. All that just went right out the window due to the quote-unquote emergency. Oh, we got an emergency. Guess we can just turn all the power over to the governor, and he can do whatever he wants. And so they wouldn't come right out and say, yes, I'm an authoritarian, but that's ultimately what their actions were saying. And most people just ate it right up. Oh, yes, tell me what to do, Massa.
Well, here's what Mitiga, the pro-authoritarianism author of the study, said. Quote, the relevant question is not whether giving up democracy was somehow necessary for addressing the emergency. In this case, COVID-19, clearly it was not, and I certainly never suggest as much in the paper. Yes, he does. He says it was legitimate in 2020 because of COVID-19. He said that. But whatever.
Well, maybe he's saying that in the actual full paper that he wrote, that's not the conclusion that he comes to, but perhaps, you know, he wrote in his abstract that it was legit. I don't know.
He's just some kind of a liar, power-seeking psycho person. But anyways.
Good chance.
Quote, rather, the real question, the one that gets at what I tried to argue, is whether democracies have addressed the emergency in purely democratic rights-respecting ways. The answer is not, of course, that they have not. The answer is, of course, that they have not.
And who's saying this now? The author?
The author of the study, so he's just kind of trying to backpedal, even though he clearly said the government legitimately used authoritarian tactics during COVID-19, the quote-unquote pandemic, because it was a safety emergency. He's just kind of backpedaling.
Okay.
Because he got backlash on Twitter. Okay. Quote, less legitimate nations shun authoritarianism. That's the next headline. It's kind of confusing to read on the radio that way. For those interested in capturing the nuance of the differences in what Mitiga says he meant in the study versus what Wutuk believes he wrote, I suggest a careful review of their threads in the study itself. However, Mitiga's own description speaks for itself. He says that COVID-19 clearly resulted in, quote, severe restrictions on rights of free movement, association, religious practice, and even speech, all of which are, quote, authoritarian in nature, though I would argue they have often been nonetheless legitimate. So that's what he said in his study, is just backpedaling on Twitter.
Yeah, well, of course, the term legitimate can just simply mean legal. It can just mean, oh, the government does these things, so therefore it's legitimate.
I mean, isn't that what is the common understanding of legit? It's like it's legal.
I think so.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Legitimate,
other...
according to law, lawful. I mean, pulled up the definition here. So, yes, by definition, these things were legitimate because almost every state has emergency order authorizations. I mean, I'm sure all of them do. So there's something that some bureaucrats or politicians wrote down decades ago that says whenever there's an emergency, all this checks and balances stuff just flies out the window and that we can do whatever we want.
So maybe he's just playing a words game,
yes,
a word game trick.
Yeah, it's legitimate in that there are laws that say they can do whatever they want to do. You know, it's the whole thing, the whole idea of, you know, you've got rights is a joke.
That's why I said to David Olson, a frequent caller on the show, I said to him one time, what do you mean by illegal law? The government of your state passed a law and you're saying it's an illegal law that they did it and people aren't burning down the Capitol in your state. So,
yeah, I mean, maybe it might be unconstitutional.
Yeah, and I know that's argument. What he meant, but he was just being dumb about it.
Well, the only way you can prove it's unconstitutional is by asking for the men in robes or the men and women wearing robes to decide that.
Yeah, and they won't most of the time.
That's right. There's more coming up here. In fact, speaking of those people in robes, they were hearing the government or the federal government mandate on the business owners for the vaccine. That case got heard today, so you're going to have a ruling coming out soon on that, I imagine. There's more coming up here about authoritarianism. You can share your thoughts as well.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.